Today, SpaceX has reached yet another milestone with the successful launch of the Starship Mega Rocket. This marks a significant achievement in the realm of space exploration and innovation. The launch was executed flawlessly, capturing the attention of space enthusiasts around the globe. What makes this event even more remarkable is that SpaceX managed to catch the booster back on Earth, showcasing their continual advancement in reusable rocket technology. Now, if you recall, the Starship is designed to be a fully reusable spacecraft, intended to carry both crew and cargo to a variety of destinations, including the Moon and Mars. Today's successful catch of the booster is a testament to SpaceX's commitment to sustainable and cost-effective space travel. This achievement not only propels SpaceX further in their mission to make life multiplanetary, but also illustrates their relentless pursuit of innovation. As expected, the launch was live-streamed on YouTube, allowing millions of viewers to witness this groundbreaking event in real time. The excitement was palpable as the Starship roared to life and ascended into the sky, leaving a trail of inspiration for aspiring space explorers and engineers alike. This success story is a reminder of the bold projects SpaceX undertakes under the leadership of Elon Musk. It is these kinds of daring endeavors that continue to push the boundaries of what's possible and inspire a new generation to dream bigger. Stay tuned as we continue to follow SpaceX's journey and bring you the latest updates on their ambitious goals. SpaceX's Starship has faced another hurdle in its ambitious journey to the stars, with the latest test flight ending in an explosion shortly after takeoff. This marks the second launch setback this year for Elon Musk's interplanetary exploration program, but it is important to note that the company achieved a remarkable feat by successfully returning its massive first-stage booster to the launch pad. Using their innovative chopsticks technique, SpaceX caught the booster for the third time, demonstrating their continued prowess in rocket reusability. The test flight, which began at SpaceX's launch site in Boca Chica, Texas, showed promise initially, but quickly ran into trouble. SpaceX's livestream captured the Starship spinning out of control in space just minutes after liftoff. Dan Hewat, SpaceX's communications manager, explained during the broadcast that the spacecraft had lost several engines, leading to a loss of attitude control. Unfortunately, contact with the ship was lost, signaling a rapid, unscheduled disassembly. As fiery debris from the Starship re-entered the Earth's atmosphere, the skies over South Florida and the Bahamas were illuminated by the dramatic scene. The Federal Aviation Administration took the precautionary step of briefly halting flights to four Florida airports, including Miami International Airport, to ensure safety from falling debris. They have also initiated a mishap investigation to determine the root cause and to implement corrective actions moving forward. Despite the setback, SpaceX remains undeterred. In a statement, the company emphasized that each flight test provides invaluable lessons to enhance the reliability of the Starship. They are committed to analyzing the data from this latest test to uncover insights that will drive improvements and prevent similar issues in future launches. This kind of resilience and dedication to learning from challenges is a hallmark of Elon Musk's leadership and vision for SpaceX. The Starship is a crucial component of NASA's Artemis program, which aims to return astronauts to the Moon within this decade. Elon Musk's vision extends even further, with aspirations to establish a permanent human colony on Mars by the year 2050. These bold goals underscore the importance of overcoming each obstacle and continuing to push the boundaries of what is possible in space exploration. Elon Musk's financial landscape has seen a dramatic shift recently, with his assets plummeting by a staggering $121 billion since their peak in December. This decline follows one of Tesla's most challenging days in the stock market this year. On Thursday alone, Musk's net worth dropped by $8.8 billion, bringing his total net worth down to $342 billion, as reported by Forbes. Just a few months ago, in December, his wealth stood at an impressive $464 billion. The downturn in Tesla's stock is part of a broader market reaction, as the S&P 500 index fell by 1.78%. This was triggered by President Donald Trump's recent announcement of tariffs on Canada, China, and Mexico, which sent shockwaves through the investor community. Tesla, like many American automakers, relies heavily on Canada for imported parts, making these tariffs particularly concerning for the company's operations. Despite the recent decline, Elon Musk remains the richest person in the world, with his wealth still $78 billion higher than it was on Election Day. His other ventures, such as SpaceX and XAI, continue to bolster his financial standing. However, Musk would need to lose another $116 billion to fall below Meta's chief executive officer, Mark Zuckerberg, who is currently the second richest individual with assets amounting to $226.7 billion. The market turmoil has not only affected Tesla's stock, but also its brand image. Since Musk took on a role as a special government employee for the Department of Government Efficiency, Tesla has faced backlash, with its cars and drivers becoming targets of hostility. This unpopularity has led to a significant drop in sales across Europe, with countries like Germany, Norway, France, and Spain all reporting substantial declines. Tensions have escalated to the point where a Tesla Cybertruck in New Orleans required a police escort to safely exit a Mardi Gras parade. In Massachusetts and France, Tesla power stations and showrooms have been targeted by fires, damaging several vehicles. Authorities suspect these incidents were intentional, highlighting the growing unrest surrounding the brand. In a move that has sparked widespread conversation, Elon Musk recently took to his social media platform, X, to poll users about their preferences regarding the controversial practice of daylight saving time. The question posed was straightforward. If daylight saving time is canceled, do you prefer an hour earlier or an hour later? With over 1.2 million votes cast, about 58% of respondents expressed a preference for an hour later, suggesting a lean towards permanent daylight saving time over remaining on standard time year-round. This poll taps into a debate that has been ongoing in the United States for several years. The practice of adjusting clocks to spring forward and fall back is rooted in the Uniform Time Act of 1966, yet states like Arizona and Hawaii have opted out of these changes. The possibility of moving to a permanent daylight saving time or sticking to standard time would require congressional action. Even though 18 states have already passed laws to make daylight saving time permanent if Congress allows it. The poll by Musk highlights the broader implications of daylight saving time adjustments. While some argue for the energy savings and reduced traffic accidents associated with more daylight in the evening, others cite health concerns and the disruption of human circadian rhythms. Studies have shown mixed results, with some indicating negligible energy savings and others pointing to potential health risks, such as increased heart attack incidents following clock changes. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine has weighed in, recommending a shift to a year-round standard time, citing benefits for public health and alignment with human circadian biology. Despite these recommendations, the legislative path forward remains complex, with previous efforts like the Sunshine Protection Act stalling in Congress. Musk's engagement on this topic underscores his influence and the role of social media in shaping public discourse. Whether or not this poll will have any impact on legislative actions remains to be seen, but it certainly highlights the ongoing public interest and debate around daylight saving time. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time. Are you looking for more daily briefs? Or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more.